Billy Lefton is setting out silverware as she gets ready to open La Mariana Sailing Club for breakfast. She says every morning has brought more dead fish, unable to breathe because of the 250,000 gallons of molasses that's turned the water outside her restaurant a murky brown.
Tons of fish, and you could see them coming up closer to the edge to try and get oxygen, you know, get out of the dirty water. But yeah, everywhere you looked. Been here a long time, never seen anything like this, so it's sad.
Lefton says she's seen federal and state officials collect thousands of fish, crabs, and other marine life that have floated to the surface. Hawaii Department of Health Deputy Director Gary Gill.
Bottom dwellers, reef dwellers, crabs, shrimp, eels, pretty much everything that we imagine is in the harbor water. At least some of that population has died.
Gill says about 2,000 dead fish have been collected so far.
This fish kill in Hawaii, in my experience, is unprecedented. This hasn't happened anywhere near this magnitude in the past in Hawaii, so we have a lot to learn in terms of the impacts. They are severe. We can all see that. Dead fish throughout the harbor and Kahi Lagoon is quite a significant event.
The molasses spill was caused by a deteriorating pipe used by Matson Navigation Company under Pier 52 early Monday morning. Vic Ngoko, a senior executive of the shipping company, apologized for spilling nearly 1,400 tons of molasses.
We are here to completely support the efforts being put out by Department of Health as well as all supporting agencies. We have a responsibility. We're not going to run from that responsibility. We will work through it with all agencies till we're all happy that what could be done, all has been done.
Ngoko says the company was not prepared for the large-scale spill and admitted to only having a contingency plan for oil, but not for molasses. He says an ongoing investigation is looking into why the pipe burst and who should be held accountable for infrastructure inspections. While the Department of Transportation regulates the state's harbors, a DOT spokesperson says it's the responsibility of the tenant to make sure everything is up to code. For now, Matson says all molasses operations are on hold.
We have stopped any molasses operations on our terminals until we do a stress test on the pipes, make sure everything's okay, before we re-energize the pipes again.
The Department of Health's Gary Gill says he's relying on the current to take the molasses out to sea, where he's hoping the sugary substance will dissipate.
You can assume it's going to take weeks to totally clear the harbor. It might take longer than that. The best thing to do is what we're doing now, collecting the fish, protecting the public, limiting access to the beach and to the polluted waters. And sometimes the best thing to do is just let nature take its course.
The Department of Health is still urging the public to stay out of the surrounding waters and to avoid eating fish caught near the harbor. They believe the molasses plume is on its way out and should not affect the south shore of Oahu. Molly Solomon for HPR News.